This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It is now time to go into to commence with the weaponized woman, and that is Keita Bussey. Good afternoon.
Hey, Bill. So this is interesting. It's 46 degrees outside, and we're having a snowstorm, so my daughter's soccer practice is canceled. Welcome to Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, all of my marketing team is up in Michigan. And I called them the other day and I said, what you guys got going on up there? They're, oh, we're getting ready to go home because of the snow.
Mm-hmm.
I looked outside. It was nice and sunny. My bonsai tree was basking in the sun of the morning. 72
degrees. We have had snowstorms almost every day for the last 2 or 3 weeks. It's been nuts. And it's not even that cold.
Well,
I mean, it's cold. It's not 70 degrees, but it's not 0 degrees either.
It's all that global warming.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh.
So I wanted to talk about a girl and a gun coming up here.
Sure.
So I'll be leaving for that April 28th, and it goes through May 1st. I'll get back on the 2nd. That is in Colorado, Grand Junction, Colorado.
Right.
So a girl and a gun was started by a woman who wanted to bring other women into shooting in a way that's not intimidating and sort of separate them away from their husbands, telling them what gun to buy, how to do this, how to do that, because it is hard to teach your loved ones how to shoot, and it can be even more intimidating or frustrating that way. So she started something called A Girl and a Gun, and now they have locations all over the country, which I think is a really fantastic concept. So they're doing their annual conference. I believe it's the fourth year they're doing this.
Right.
So I will be teaching for 3 days, and I will have 73 students.
Wow.
And I limited the number of students I would take on because we're moving around on the bay. We're not just all standing in a row shooting a target from
right.
the same line. My class is much more dynamic, so I had to cut down the number of students I have. So I imagine the guys, the instructors with 20 people on a line, are going to go through far more than 73 students. There are thousands of women coming to this event. It's far larger than I imagined when I said yes to doing it, but I'm looking forward to it. So they divide these women into groups where they wear different colored T-shirts based on their experience level.
Right.
So they're wearing one color if they're a brand new shooter, another color if they've had some training, another color if they know how to draw from a holster and move safely and things like that. So you know just by looking at them what their skill level is and how much help they're going to need. So they are bringing in several instructors, a lot of them I haven't heard of, but I made a list of the ones I have. Gabby Franco is coming. She's
right.
an Olympian. She's fantastic, adorable, great shooter, pocket size, love her. Michelle Viscusi is coming. She was on Top Shot. She shoots for Team Glock. Mike Hughes is coming. He's the guy who invented the Sturt pistol, and he was also on Top Shot. And he and I bounce ideas off each other all the time because he does a lot of training in the gym for shooting.
Right.
So what we do kind of goes hand in hand, and he has his whole book series and video series on that. So we kind of help each other out with ideas. So that'll be fun to see him again. Mike Ox, he wrote the book Real World Gunfight Training. And I've actually been reading his book and didn't know he was coming to this event. His book is on my nightstand, and now I get to go talk to him about it.
Right.
And so I reached out and said, hey, I'm reading your book. And he said, oh, that's funny. I'm reading yours. So that's kind of interesting.
Spooky.
Another guy. Right. So bizarre. So we'll get to go meet each other and talk about each other's books. That'll be fun. Then we've got Mike Treat. He's from Civilian Carry Radio, which I've been on as a guest. He's going to be teaching. And Steve Moses from CCW Safe. We've had one of the guys on the podcast talking about CCW Safe. That's the company that will give you coverage if you actually need to draw your weapon to defend yourself or someone else.
Right.
And they cover your lawyer fees and all of that. If you would like to sign up for CCW Safe, you can go to my website, 180firearmstraining.com. There's a link there for it and more information. But yeah, this sounds like a much bigger thing than I initially thought when I first heard about it. But I think it's really great that they're creating this enthusiastic and comfortable environment for these women to bring them into shooting. And they're offering everything from tactical training to shotgun, rifle, pistol, to knife fighting, combative, all kinds of stuff. So these women can sort of experience everything and see where they click. And we're even doing competition shooting. So Gabby is doing sort of a, Gabby and Michelle are both doing sort of an intro to competition shooting, and then I'm doing my basic movement and some basic vision training for moving targets.
That sounds interesting, but I mean, how many firing lines are you going to have with 73 people?
Well, the location, the range that this is held at in Grand Junction, Colorado is enormous. I've heard amazing things about this facility. So they have tons and tons of bays. So I don't know. It's going to be a lot of people shooting all at the same time, all over the place. And they're going to have vendor areas. They even have archery.
Well, I tell you why, and I'm going to tell you why I chuckle. Because I have tried many different ways, and I cannot conceal a bow and arrow. Cannot conceal it. So that becomes a thing for me, whether or not I can conceal my bow and arrow. But as far as the rest of it is concerned, I mean, the biggest class I've ever been a part of was 57. And we had four firing lines. And that was with us. That was at Tactical Response, you know. So, like at Tactical Response, when you draw your weapon, you're stepping some way. And if you were stepping right and the other guy was stepping left, you were colliding.
I like that. When you draw your weapon, you're stepping.
Well, you're getting off the X, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
You're just getting off the X. So you're taking a step left or right. And, just getting off the X, so to speak, which... That's a pure self-defense kind of thing. It's not a bad idea at all. I kind of like it. But, you know, anyway, I digress. How long is your... Well, you know what? I'll ask you this when we get back. We're about to go into the first break. So, talking to Keita Bussey, 180firearmstraining.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Yes. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Speaking to Kita Basi, the weaponized woman. Are you going to be taking like a cheat sheet to strap to your wrist where you're going? Don't go this way. Turn your foot that way. You know, that kind of thing, so you don't hurt yourself while you're up there.
No, I will just do slow-mo demos. It's really simple, just left to right, right to left, lateral movement. Basically, just learning how to move safely with a firearm in your hand.
Right. How long will you have these ladies? How long will you be able to teach them something? And how many reps will they get to try some of the things you're going to show them?
I have 4 groups each day for 3 days, and each group is 1.5 hours. So I'll do the beginner course, that's just moving safely with a firearm left to right, right to left. And then I'll do the advanced course, which is eye movement for moving targets.
Right.
And it'll go back and forth. So the eye movement, obviously I don't have to be moving. And then the left to right, I'll just demonstrate in slow motion and sort of talk them through it.
Okay. I'm just curious about that, because with a big group like that, like with the little group that you had down in Columbia that I've observed Kita teach. And how many competitive shooters were there versus non-competitive shooters, or just shooters that wanted to learn movement?
I think we had 1
competitive shooter.
Or 2, maybe 2 competitive shooters, and the others were there from the tactical community.
Right. But
so,
how many reps did they get? Because you did different courses of fire, and you know, you were going around and you were showing them how to set up and think out their movement, plot their stuff ahead and everything else. And how many reps did those guys get?
They get 5 live reps of each drill. But with these ladies, with them being newer to shooting, I'm definitely going to be doing some dry fire first, unloaded gun, moving around with the unloaded gun first.
Right.
I may even have them move without a gun in their hands at all, just to start with.
Sure.
And kind of, well, I'll see what colors they are, see where they're at, and we'll just start. I'll meet them wherever they're at.
So what's the novice color?
I have these written down somewhere.
Well, I just want to know if it's like the martial art belt system.
Amber. Amber is newish. Blue is experienced, but no holster work. So they have good fundamentals, but their range doesn't allow them to draw from a holster.
Right.
Green is experienced, and they have done work from a holster. Orange are the rock stars. They're pretty good at everything. And then purple is modified, meaning they're in a wheelchair, have a prosthetic, maybe they're deaf, some sort of disability.
And what about the instructors? What color are you guys? What is your?
Well, I'm just going to be wearing my jersey.
Oh.
As far as I know, I don't think we have shirts.
What about? Well, I don't guess that's nearly as important a question. For people that will. So how long will this particular seminar go on?
So the training courses are 3 days, and this includes meals. So we'll have time hanging out with the students outside of our teaching time. When I first get there the day before, that is when we have our vendor tent, and the ladies can come and buy my book and have me sign it, or my dry fire kit, or whatever it may be. I'll probably have some T-shirts with me for my company. And then we have a dinner and an instructor's meeting that day.
Right.
Then the day after is just a travel day for me. So I have to actually get there pretty early in the morning, have a very early flight so that I can be there for all the events of the day before the event.
Right.
The event before the event. And if you get there even before that, you can go for a helicopter ride. And it looks like they might be shooting out of the helicopter. I guess I'll find out how that went when I get there. I'm not going to be there early enough to do that. But they have other events like that leading up to the event. Pre-event events.
Do you like riding on a helicopter?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you ever have to dangle from underneath one when you were in the military?
No.
Okay. The only problem I have with helicopters, I was at Fort Campbell. And they had an aerial emergency a day. And the pilots were just so good that they just handled those aerial emergencies. They were I don't remember a crash being there in the 2 years I was there. But when you would be doing the rappelling stuff or the stabo stuff, which stabo-ing is where you're just basically dangling underneath a helicopter and it flies around.
Mm-hmm.
And they're flying around at 500 feet, which that doesn't sound like very much, but that really is where you see the Earth as a checkerboard.
Mm-hmm.
And you're flying along at about 90, 95 knots. So if you try to stare ahead, it's blowing the tears out of your face, and you have a salt trail drying on your face as you're flying along if you don't have on goggles. And they'll tell you.
I would love to do that.
Oh, yeah. So, like, what they tell you, though, is if they have an aerial emergency while they're up there with you, they're going to try to cut you off, cut you loose over the trees. So.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. You'd have like 410 feet of free fall. And then whatever happens when you hit the tree.
Oh, my goodness.
And I suppose they think that would break our fall because they've probably seen First Blood, and that's what he used. But
right.
I don't know. I never figured out what I don't know if it even matters. If they even cut us loose. I'm like, well, if you're having an aerial emergency, just at least let me look up and see some fireworks as I'm going in. And
I've jumped out of perfectly good airplanes, but I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, but you're in control when you jump out of the airplane.
Yeah, and you have a parachute.
But when you're on the airplane going up to get into the jump zone, that's when somebody else has got control of you.
Mm-hmm.
At least for that minute. Till you finally get to make that festive exit from the side door. Coming up on the next break, you can find Keita and her stuff at 180firearmstraining.com. We'll be right back. Talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia is testing its intercontinental ballistic missile. The country's defense minister is saying the Sarmat launched on Wednesday Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying later the United States did not consider it a threat since Russia had told them prior. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin held an event and meeting with Poland's defense minister at the Pentagon on Wednesday. Secretary Austin praises his Polish counterpart for helping deliver financial and military aid to Ukraine during the ongoing Russian invasion.
You have performed the absolutely essential role of facilitating the delivery of security assistance from the United States and other NATO allies and partners from around the globe.
President Biden set to travel to the Pacific Northwest on Thursday, the president visiting Portland and Seattle. This is USA Radio News. Russian tennis players are being told not to show up for a major tennis tournament.
Wimbledon organizers announced Wednesday that Russia and Belarusian players will not be allowed to compete at this year's Grand Slam following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Wimbledon will be the first tennis event to restrict Russian athletes outright when it begins in June. Other organizations have allowed players from Russia and its ally Belarus to compete, but they cannot display their national flags or play their national anthems. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today marks 23 years since the Columbine High School shooting. 12 students and a teacher were killed in the gunfire in Littleton, Colorado. The community is marking today with its sixth annual day of service. More than 1,000 students, teachers, families, and community members are coming together to work on special projects to serve others. No classes are being held at the school today. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Keita Bussi, the weaponized woman, as we do. Were you listening to the news during the break?
Some of it.
Did you hear the part about Columbine?
I did not.
So today is the 23rd anniversary of Columbine. I have a contention that we should not have had another school shooting since Columbine. Of course, we have, because we never did anything about school shootings.
Right.
When you go to these things like the girl and the gun thing that you guys are doing, does that kind of thing ever come up?
This is my first time doing it, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
But
well, maybe you should bring it up.
Well, one of my best friends is a kindergarten teacher, and she came to me asking how to shoot a gun, how to carry, all those things, because she's a teacher in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is fairly dangerous. And they were telling her, well, if we have a school shooting, tell the kids to hide under their desks. And she wanted to take a different approach.
Well, of course.
So, yes, I think our teachers need to be trained to defend our children.
Yeah. And it needs to be legal for them to do so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was not for her. But it's one of those things where, you know, you're in a dangerous situation. It's better to be prepared for it in case it does happen than to not be prepared and just take the punishment you get and leave with your life.
Well, the problem for me with that would be if I were a teacher. I would probably carry. But it's a I'm breaking a federal law when I do it.
Right. Yes.
And, you know, that, if I don't have some sort of special permission or dispensation to do it, I'm breaking a federal law. And I still would do it.
Right.
But by the same token, the problem I have with that is that that means that they do. And this is the problem you have with all gun-free zones. Like whenever we go to one of these things in Vegas where, I don't know, you can walk around with a gun hanging around your neck in Vegas. But a lot of the hotels,
they have a safe and you have to check in your firearm.
Well, there's that. And then there's the other part where, you know, in some cases they're gun-free zones. And, that's probably a bad, because casinos in Las Vegas are very well protected. So they probably got that covered. I just think that if they're going to disarm you and they don't have anything in place to protect you in today's world,
right,
given the kind of world that we live in, that you know, that should be a that should be an issue for anybody. And for some reason I sort of stand alone on that one for some stupid reason. So anyway.
Yes, they need to. I really do think teachers need to be legally allowed to arm themselves.
Yep.
There should be training required for them to do that. I do think there should be training required, but they should be allowed to arm themselves. So I have a few things I'd like to talk about back from my list of mistakes that we still haven't gotten to yet. It's quite a list.
Well, you have in this hour, in this segment, you have about 4 minutes, Mark. And then, then the music will be rolling.
All right. So one common mistake I see is when people are engaging a target, they look at the entire target rather than picking out a spot on the target. And it's much easier to miss the target altogether if you're aiming at the whole thing instead of picking out center mass. Or if you're in a tactical scenario, picking out a button on their shirt or something like that. Otherwise, your eye is drawn to their weapon if they're armed. But that is one. Another common mistake I see, especially see this with ladies, I'm not sure why that is, but they have their hips forward and their shoulders back, like they're leaning backwards, almost as if you're trying to pick up something heavy. Then the gun goes off and they're already practically falling over backwards rather than leaning into it to help with the recoil. I'm sure you've seen that plenty of times before.
I've seen it a few times. I mean, are you talking about people who are afraid of the gun? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about new shooters.
New shooters. Unsure of the gun. Unsure of what's happening.
Well, I've taken my son shooting a few times before, and the last time I brought him, he kept leaning his shoulders back and hips forward, and I would have to correct him. And he got it really quickly, but for some people, it just seems like They think they have to counterbalance the mass of the gun, almost. They're just not used to holding something out away from their body like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think the trick becomes when you learn how to sort of let the recoil wave just sort of work its way down your arms, and your hands don't really move. You just sort of absorb it from your wrist back. And
A lot of that can be in the orientation of your elbows as well. Rotating your elbows downward a little bit.
Yes,
if you have an optic on your gun, is really helpful.
Yes, that solves a lot of issues if you do that. That solves a lot of alignment issues for. As a matter of fact, everybody that knows how to shoot that way, you never see anybody like that. What do you think about the Weaver stance?
I think it is outdated. I think at the time they just didn't know what they didn't know, and doing the Weaver stance was better than a lot of other things people were doing that were completely wrong. So it gave them some sort of a standard, but isosceles is definitely better because then everything is even.
Right.
It makes it a lot easier to be accurate.
Right. So, yeah, I think, and we're getting off track, but so when we come back, let's talk about the shooters who allow the recoil to dominate their world while they're sitting behind the gun when they're brand new. Tell everybody how to find you.
180firearmstraining.com, and I'm on Instagram as Keita Bussey, also 180firearmstraining.
And
I'm also on Facebook as Keita Bussey and 180 Firearms Training. I have my podcast on YouTube under Keita Bussey. It's called the 180 Firearms Training Podcast.
There was more to it. You got to give it all out.
Right?
Give me that shot.
My book. Yes.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. If you snooze, sometimes you lose that opportunity. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Keita Bussey. You didn't get to give out your book stuff. Give out the book stuff real quick before we move on.
Yes. My book is Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. It's available on Amazon, or if you would like a personalized copy, you can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I'll write something nasty in it and send it to you.
Yes. That's her terms of endearment are puzzling. Puzzling. Anyway.
How to eliminate friends and alienate people.
I don't know. That hadn't worked with you yet. Anyway. Not with me, anyway. So with after the girl and a gun thing. What's your next thing going to be like with the podcast? Are you still skewing politically sometimes with the podcast? Are you still staying
actually,
more with the technical side of it? Yeah.
Well, yes, as far as shooting related politics. So we are having a presidential election in USPSA. So I am bringing on one of the candidates. So probably not the kind of politics you were talking about, but I did just bring on Bill Duda from Area 8, and he talked a little bit about the interviews he did with the people running for president, and I'll be talking with Matt Hopkins on Sunday, who is running, and after that, I may still bring on a couple people, maybe wait until after the election and get some feedback from them on exactly what happened.
Well, organizations like that.
Special election.
Right. Do organizations like that ever get involved with anything political, or is it purely for the sport?
It's supposed to be for the sport.
Right. Okay.
I mean, our members, of course, will go and vote, and we try to communicate with each other about potential laws infringing on our gun ownership rights. So I guess as a group, we do that, but it's not really through the USPSA organization.
Right.
That's more of an NRA thing.
Right.
Or the DC Project, they do that.
DC Project. I got contacted by somebody from the DC Project the other day.
Oh, yeah?
That was when I contacted you to see if you were still involved with the DC Project. The problem with the DC Project is that, or at least with the problem I had with the person that contacted me, was that the person with the DC Project, who I kind of think should know better, wanted to know if I wanted to watch a 2-minute video so I would understand the fights we're up against. And my first thought was, wow, you can explain that all in 2.5 minutes. That part in and of itself is impressive. But my next thought was, what do you think I'd do every day?
Right.
I mean,
it's assumed ignorance.
I guess. And the problem with that is that I don't think anybody should ever do that. But that seems to be a media thing. That's media-centric. All of these media people get out there and say, listen, I'll tell you what to say.
It's ignorance until proven innocent.
Yeah.
Interesting. So,
now, let me ask you a question about the DC Project, okay? And I'm genuinely curious about this. I'm not trying to be disparaging. What does the DC Project accomplish?
Well, they put out information on their social media informing people of any infringement on our rights to bear arms.
Sure.
They gather a group every year that goes to Washington, D.C., and they meet with senators and basically give their perspective of why owning a firearm is a positive thing. So I have not done anything with them yet. We had initial conversations where they've invited me to join them, but that has not yet taken place. So once I participate in an event, then I might be able to tell you more.
If it were up to me, and it's not up to me, but I understand that. But if it were up to me, if I were in the DC Project, what I would be doing is I would be taking the DC Project people that are participating in this, which they're all female, yeah?
Right.
I'd be going to places like Indiana.
To do what exactly?
So Indiana just had a vote for permitless carry, which has passed, and it has been signed into law by the governor, right? Indiana's run by Republicans. However, in the run-up to this, when this was in the run-up, the Republicans got together and colluded in the committee to kill it. The Republicans did. And the head of the Senate in the Republican side was very much against it. So then the rank and file pulled it out of her committee so they could vote on it, which was an unprecedented step. But they did that. So then they finally got it to where she would allow a vote on it, which they passed. Then the governor got it, and the governor, instead of signing it, waited till the very last day when it would become law anyway, whether he signed it or not, to sign it. See, the problem is not the feds. The feds try to do a whole bunch of things they would like to do, but the problem is not necessarily the feds, because what have the feds done lately? I mean, what have they actually accomplished?
Attacks on Russian ammunition and ammunition from Belarus of 30%.
Yeah, that's a rule. That's a rule coming out of that's a rule coming out of the ATF. Yeah. Or maybe ITAR or something like that. It's a rule. It's not a law. Nobody passed. The Senate and the House did not get together and say, we're going to restrict Russian ammunition coming in, so we're going to put it. It's not legislative. It's a rule. And that's subject to change going from Republican to Democrat whenever a president is in power. But the problem is not necessarily the feds, because they don't really have the... nobody wants national gun control for the most part, except the left. But it's in these states where... my state. You guys need to come to my state and sit down with the Republicans here. It's all run by Republicans. South Carolina is not crimson red. It's sort of purple. We only just got now to where you can open carry if you have a concealed carry permit, which is stupid. So if it was up to me, I would say take that force that you guys bring together and that persuasion, and because I think women have a very pervasive argument to make.
Yes. I mean, it evens the playing field for us.
Absolutely. Well, it's not just for women. I mean, with guys, I mean... The hand-to-hand combat age of guys, unless you're somebody like Steve, who's... I mean, even he will get to an age to where hand-to-hand combat is not going to be as much of a thing that he's able to do, even with his size.
That would be interesting. If he ever had to defend himself, seeing him try and validate in court why he had to use the amount of force he used...
Well, I mean, me...
That would be a tough fight for him.
He would actually use less force if he used a gun. Because right now he breaks somebody into small pieces. So, anyway, that's
awesome. He's the Yeti.
He is the Yeti. That's why he's so dangerous, because he is the Yeti. But coming up, we're about to run out of time. So, that'd be the first thing if it was up to me with the DC product. So take some time, once again, tell everybody how to find you. Go.
Go to 180firearmstraining.com. On that page, you will find literally all the places I am on all of my social media platforms. My email is there. The book is there. The Dry Fire Vision Training Kit is there. Everything is all in one place now, including the links for CCW, Safe, everything. Check it out and enjoy.
Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Phil.
All right. Check out our podcast, too. It's pretty good. We'll be right back. Coming up next, Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.